discarded shoe, like an open mouth, a burn on the pavement.
the whole city staked out with eyes like a giant crystal, catching the angles of light. The city borders the skin.
You are listening to Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you all so much for tuning in. The last 14 or so minutes, you've been listening to A Walk Through the City with none other than Hildegard Westerkamp. To describe A Walk Through the City, I will have to look into the liner notes of this tape, and they state plainly that A Walk Through the City is an urban environmental composition based on Norbert Rubsat's poem of the same name. It takes the listener into a specific urban location, Vancouver, BC's Skid Row area, and moves him or her through its sound and language, traffic, car horns, brakes, sirens, construction noise, pinball machines, the throb of trains, human voices, a poem, are its musical instruments. These sounds are used partly as they occur in reality and as sound objects altered in the studio. Thus, a continuous flux is created between real and imaginary soundscapes, between recognizable and transformed places, between reality and composition. The piece makes audible a phenomenon we all experience, but of which we are rarely conscious. The fact that the modern city soundscape is formed from our constant perceptual shifting of focus between the acoustically real and the acoustically imaginary. A Walk Through the City was composed at the Sonic Research Studio at Simon Fraser University, and its final stages at the CBC Studios in Vancouver, with the technical assistance of Gary Held. The piece was commissioned by and first broadcast on CBC Radio's 2 News Hour, thanks to Howard Broomfield for making 2 of his field recordings of Vancouver Street old-timers available for inclusions in the piece. So, if you're just tuning in, you were listening to Analog Archives. That was A Walk Through the City, specifically Vancouver, with Hildegard Westerkamp. Hildegard Westerkamp is a Canadian composer, radio artist, teacher, and sound ecologist, known for her contributions and development of acoustic ecology, soundscape composition, and sound walks, particularly through her work on the World Soundscape Project in the 1970s and 80s, which, by the way, started here, right on Burnaby Mountain, Simon Fraser University, founded by another Canadian composer and sound artist by the name of R. Murray Schaefer, The project initiated the modern study of acoustic ecology, and its ultimate goal was to find solutions for an ecologically balanced soundscape where the relationship between the human community and its sonic environment is in harmony. Now, to say that is something that we have achieved in 2025 would feel a little silly, but it is a really fascinating area of study, and it's really, really... It's always been really cool to me that as someone who also studied communication here at SFU, the School of Communication, I was able to experience that, and I was able to learn of the history of sound ecology and soundscape composition and sound walks in the context of the institution that essentially disseminated and popularized it as a field of academic study. Hildegard Westerkamp was one of the very, very notable and decorated names involved with this discipline. And actually, very recently in 2024, Westerkamp received an honorary doctorate from SFU in recognition of her contributions to acoustic ecology, music composition, and sound studies. So I thought I would play that because I think, again, one thing that I've always found really interesting about soundscape compositions is that it while it is taking from legitimate, real, quote-unquote real sounds from our own environments, in this case, the city of Vancouver, it is also something that is very specifically edited and manipulated in order to mimic that sound of what we associate with the city. You know, the honking cars, the chitter-chatter, the cars whizzing by. And it's done so in a way that is very specific. And if you were to actually compare it one-to-one to what your actual city surroundings would sound like, it wouldn't be exactly that. But that's not necessarily the point. I think it's, in my opinion, has always been a way for me to sort of put into perspective what the sounds are and think very intentionally about what our sound environment happens to be and how we may think of that in a way that makes us more present, more clear, more intentional. Anyways, I thought I would play that. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope if you're driving, those sirens are not scare you too much. But we're going to be moving on to the second tape of the hour. This one is from a various set of artists, and it is titled City Squeaks, Electroacoustic Music from Vancouver. This first track is from Doug Huffman. It's titled Radio Flood. And there's a little note under each song. This one says, everyone we talked to said it was a dirty place, a filthy place. We stayed away from there. Distances feel in some wish blown out. All right. Without further ado, Doug Huffman with Radio Flood, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in this hour to Analog Archives. Hope you enjoy. Moved on to the very next track, which is titled Elysian by Doug Cross, or Elysian. When moving objects meet at a single point, they're said to collide. If, on the other hand, they pass through or into one another, they're said to elide.